نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447. We are here in the Muslanka Masjid, and I think I'm coming after a long time because I see the new musallas here and new lights and all that here also. A lot of noor here, mashallah. Therefore, your number plate also used to always show noor, you know. And from the tail, and you are from Slanga Rock. So a lot of noor comes out from these parts of the world, you see. One person I must used to always sit here was the Haji Harun Isa. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdausil Ala. What a Mubarak day, the day of Jumu'ah, the day of Arafat. And before we start, brothers, I appeal, I beg all you esteemed listeners, in matter of 48, 70 hours, you see in Afghanistan, what had happened, they had a second earthquake now, thousands of people became shaheed, and you all know what is happening in Gaza. At least tonight before we sleep, read 2 rakat salat, read 1 surah Yaseen, make some dua, give some charity. I sent it out now after Maghrib, that way you can send out your charity, whether it's zakat, dillah, whatever intention you make. Allah Jalla Wala protect us all and protect the entire Ummah and Muslimah wherever they are. See Sudan, Kashmir and Palestine and now Afghanistan, various places, you know. So we need to be concerned about the whole Ummah. We are in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place in this honorable month. And we find the hijrah of the Master alayhi salam took place during this month, and the wafat and the mubarak death of the Master alayhi salam and demise took place. That also was a great message for this ummah, that we all have to prepare for the year after. But tonight we will discuss, beside these incidents, the other important significant incidents that took place during this month of Rabi'ul Awwal. It was on the 1st of Rabi'ul Awwal, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Thani Asnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they left the Ghari Thawr after spending 3 nights there, and then they travelled to Medina Munawwara. In Tabaqat, for you the ulama and students, some of you might have the book also. In Tabaqat Ibn Sa'd it is mentioned that Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Thani Asnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, that they stopped at 23 places from Ghari Thawr right to Masjid Quba. When the Master alayhi salatu salam entered there in Medina Munawwara. So if you take from masjid to masjid, from Masjidul Haram, Makkah Mukarramah, to the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, so it was 25 stops the Master alayhi salatu salam undertook and made. What happened in that cave? Allah Jalla Wala speaks of it in chapter 9, verse number 40. Thani Asnain is Huma fil Ghar. When the second of the two, first was the Master alayhi salam, second of the two is him, said Abu Bakr Siddiq, there's no ikhtilaf, there's no difference of opinion on that issue. Is yaqulu li sahibihi, he was so concerned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this Quraysh and Mushrikeen just bend down, they will see us here. Allah Jalla Wala sent wahi to the Master alayhi salatu salam in revelation. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ You inform him, said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, your companion, لَا تَحْزَنْ Don't be worried, don't be sad, don't be concerned. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا Verily Allah's help, Allah's mercy is here with us. So see what is the rank and status of the Master alayhi salam, we all know. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ Your name, Nami, Isme Grami, Ya Rasulullah, we elevated it so much. Iza dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu's name is taken. After that, the Master, alayhi salatu salam's name is taken. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You heard the adhan just now. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. But then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq's rank also is elevated now. When the Master alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr came there, so when you go for Umrah Hajj from the bottom, because it's very high up the Ghari Thawr, so my brothers, you will know Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu opened Mishka Sharif, you will find under the manaqib and the virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you wait here, let me go clean this. Ghar. Ghar means a narrow cave. And Kahf means a broad cave. Surah Kahf. Nevertheless, so he cleaned that entire cave and so forth. And he tore some portions of his clothing to plug the crevices and so forth. But two places were still open. He said, Ya Rasulullah, please come make your entry. The Master alayhi salatu salam put his head Mubarak here on the thigh of Siddiq Akbar, Sidna Abu Bakr Siddiq. His feet were up. And something started stinging him, Allah alone knows. Ulama wrote various things, but we don't know exactly. And he said, I don't want to move, so that love and respect for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa aynahu tazrifan. But the tears started rolling from the eyes of Siddiq Akbar, and it rolled onto the Mubarak Chehra Anwar of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, woke up and asked, Ma yubkika ya Aba Bakr, why are you crying? He explained what had happened. Long story short, when the Master alayhi salam, Siddiq Akbar entered Medina Munawwara, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who heard about all this, Sayyidina Umar is no ordinary person. What Umar said on the Farsh, Allah sent from the Arsh. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti writes in Al-Itqan fi Ulum Al-Quran, more than 20 places and 20 ayats were revealed by him. Sayyidina Umar told him for Siddiq Akbar, Ya Aba Bakrin, give me your one night which you spent with the Master alayhi salam in Ghar Thawr. I am Umar bin Khattab, I am prepared to give you all my actions. See brothers, these were Sahaba, they are known as Shaykhain. Today people want to question their iman. I say to the I went Iran, it's a long story, you'll all know that. So I always ask them these two, three questions that you say regarding Siddiq Akbar, but Allah says his Thani Asnain. He was Thani Asnain there in the cave. He was Thani Asnain when they entered there by Masjid Quba. He was Thani Asnain, the second of the two, when they entered the metropolitan of Medina Munawwara. He was Thani Asnain on the Musalla of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last Thursday night of the Hayati Mubarakah of the Master alayhi salam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell him Thani Asnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr must perform the imamah. Thursday night Isha, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's 15, Isha 16. Fajr Monday morning, 12 Rabiul Awwal, he made the imamat and performed the salat. The Master alayhi salatu salam gave that sign. He must be the Khalifa and it must be unanimous decision. And that's what happened. So brothers, see, O Shia, even today Siddiq Akbar is Thani's name. Who's buried right next to the Master? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. None other than Siddiq. So to love Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is an integral part of our iman. To love Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu is an integral part of our iman. So that's your first incident. It is the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal. We are now in South Africa, September. So they tell us that September is officially the beginning of spring. Do you know the Islamic months, Rabi? Rabi means spring. Rabi ul awwal, the beginning of spring. Rabi ul akhir, the ending of spring. So therefore, you must remember the ulama Hassan bin Thabit, the Sha'iru Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to teach us meaning we read the books and so forth. So what he said, this Hassan bin Thabit, ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, lakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi. It's not my speech or your speech is going to elevate the rank of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My speech gets elevated when I take the naam and nami and the honorable name of the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, lakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadi. So we should learn everything. It is the 10th year after the Hijrah, and it is the 10th of Rabiul Awwal. وَأَيْنَاهُ تَزْرِفَانْ مُصْطَفَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ is crying. Why? 6 children from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, 4 daughters and 2 sons. And 1 son, Ibrahim, from Sayyida Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu anha. Allah Jalla wa Allah's decree that when he was 18 months old, he's gasping for breath. He's about to leave this world. The Master alayhi salam realizes, it is his last moments, this young son of mine is leaving the world. What did the Master alayhi salam teach us? To set the precedent for humanity and posterity. وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ لَمَحَزُونُونَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ. I lost my father, mother, brother. You lost people 1 year and dear to you. So we don't cry because of death, brothers and sisters. We cry because of the firaq and the judai, the separation. Oh, my beloved Ibrahim, now I will not be able to talk to you. I will not be able to walk with you. But Allah will elevate your rank and status. وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَمُسْتَرْضِيًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah will give you a wet nurse and a foster mother even in Jannat al-Firdaus. Open Mishkat, open Musnad Ahmad, you will find all this. The Master alayhi salam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this beloved son of mine passes away now, 10th year of the Hijrah, 10th Rabiul Awwal. You bury him where the first Sahabi was buried. After the Hijrah, the person who passed away, his name Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. That day also the Master alayhi salam cried, وَأَيْنَاهُ تَزْرِفَانْ وَقَبَّلَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him, Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un, here on his forehead. So when, if you're in Medina now at Baqi, we should show you the exact place and spot. So you take my beloved son and bury him in the grave of Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is 12th third incident. It is 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. And the year is 241. Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah passes away. Today we say we are Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, but we don't even know who is Imam of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal al-Shaybani rahimahullah. His full name, Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal al-Shaybani rahimahullah. Allama Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah, remember the whole book on him. So he said, Imam al-Jalil, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. So normally we attribute his name not to his father but his grandfather. Hanbal is a grandfather. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal wulida bi Baghdad wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad. He was born in Baghdad in the year 164. He passes away on 12 Rabiul Awwal 241 day in Baghdad. But what is his story? Whilst he was there, he was studying by this teacher. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah is born in Gaza in the year 150. Every day in the news you hear Ashkelon, Ashkelon. These are only jutlas, they change all the names. It's Ashkelon. Ashkelon and Gaza, not Gaza. Gaza al-Mubarakah are very, very near, like attached to one another. If you start the biography of Imam Shafi, he says, Ana min Gaza wa Ana min Ashkelon. So he is born there, mashallah, that his father passed away when he was 2 years old. And then after the iddah, the mother and the family made hijrah to Makkah Mukarramah. He should drink, mashallah, not the aqua water of Umslanga, you see. He used to drink zamzam every day. When he used to drink zamzam every day, he used to make dua, young man. Allahumma zukni ilman wafira, al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris. Ya Allah, give me profound knowledge. Who's his first teacher, O South Africans? You know your history of apartheid, so you must remember his first teacher was an African teacher, Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. Zanji means the African. And he studied by him. At the age of 7, he completed his hifz of the Quran, Imam Shafi'i. At the age of 10, O ulama, he bi-hearted the whole Mu'tah Imam Malik already, at the age of 10. At the age of 13, this Imam Muslim told him, O Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris, you're a genius. I give you permission, start teaching in the Haram Sharif. He's not even baligh properly, but he's a mudarris and a muhadir, a lecturer in the Haram Sharif. At the age of 13, wa ajaza lahu bil ifta, at the age of 15, he gave him verbal permission, start issuing fatawa and verdicts. So he grew up in that environment, Al-Imam Muhammad bin Idris, a Shafi'i. In the year 195, he migrates and comes to Baghdad. Now this student of his, celebrated student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he says, this is the man I was looking for. Day and night he was busy. I must learn from this giant. When they asked him, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, tell us, you understand, who is Shafi'i? Every day you're making Imam Shafi'i. He said, Ash-Shafi'i kashamsi lid-dunya. Imam Shafi'i is like the sun for this world, how it illuminates this world. Imam Shafi'i came, illuminated our hearts and illuminated the world. He only lived 54 years, 150 born in Gaza, 204 passes away in Cairo. But the legacy he left for the whole ummah. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, so 199, Al-Imam al-Shafi goes then to Cairo and Egypt and so forth. The people cried and said, O Shafi, you're leaving us, who must we go to? He said, go to my celebrated student, and he is Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So then the political landscape changes there. So the Mu'tazilites. Now this is about academic discussion, you need to understand it properly. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we say, Allah Jalla wa Ala's Kalam, His attributes, His essence, His that, was, is, will always be. So Allah's speech, was, is, will always be. So these Mu'tazilite rationalists, people who want to understand everything to logic, they call Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, what you say regarding Quran Sharif? He said loudly and boldly, Al-Quran ghayru makhluk. The Quran is not makhluk, is not created. It doesn't have a starting, ending. Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, they said, beware what you are saying. If you continue saying this, we will punish you, we will lash you. He said, do what you want. The day came, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, they brought Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal in full view of the public, and then they started whipping him. When they whipped him the first time, he said, Bismillah. So the first time they lashed him, he said, Bismillah. The second time they whipped him and lashed him, he said, Alhamdulillah. And the third time, when they lashed him, they said, لَيْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. I stood up to show you a lesson. When they whipped him and lashed him, his izar was about to fall. هَذَا الْإِمَامُ الْجَلِيلُ. This Imam, Ahmad bin Hanbal, looked at the heavens and skies. In Arabic he said, يَا اللَّهَ مَرِي لَاجِرَكْ. يَا اللَّهَ keep my izzat intact. Allah Jalla Wala, let his izhar come back to his position. Ya Allah, for your kalam I am doing all this. You see, What did he tell these people after they left him and worked him, brothers? He said, Baini wa bainakum yawm al janaza. Between me and you will be the day of my janaza. That's why he's called Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jamaah. Yea, in your Umslanga, you have Mona Zakaria, you have Qarin Naqim, you have mashallah many ulama, many qurra, you have his class. See what Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal did. He saved the day for the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And then the government changed. Then the other person came and they sent 100,000 gold coins and silver coins and all that. You know, bribery. So the, you know, nowadays also, Quran says, yu'minuna bil ghaib. You must believe in the unseen. But unfortunately, some people, they believe yu'minuna bil jayb, you know. So we call scholars for dollars, you know, in simple terms, you see, to make you understand. So he said, I don't accept from you. He said, I don't accept. There's no time. The day came, 12 Rabiul Awal, 241, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal passes away. Go read the history of our scholars, our ulama, of Sahaba and Awliyaullah. 80,000 people came for the janaza of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal al-Shaybani. 20,000 people, Jews, Christians and Mushrikeen. And I went to his Qabr Mubarak. He's there by the Tigris River with Allah's help, all four Imams we went. So all four Khulafa and so. Anyway, so brothers, you must remember Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imamullah's karamat, ba'da wafatihi, after his demise, 20,000 people embraced Islam. The qurbani he made, the sacrifice he made, we will never ever compromise on our deen and we will never sell our deen. That's why you have to learn your history. When you learn your history, you will be motivated for the future. When you learn your history, then you will not repeat the mistakes of the past in the future. When you learn the Islamic history, then you will know that our history is not written in black and white of Ummah, is written in black and red, the black ink of the Ulama-i Rabbani, Ulama-i Haqqani, the true scholars of Islam, and the red, red blood of our Shuhada. You think Allah will let the blood of these Shuhada, our flowers of Gaza, go in vain? Hasha wa kalla, never ever. The Israelis are shaking today also, if you understand the real politics going on. They know our leader, Imam Yahya Sheikh Yasin, so Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, he formed Hamas in the year 87. And he said, before he passed away and was shaheed in 2004, Zawalu Israel, in Arabic he said it to make you understand, 2027. We don't say you must believe in it, it's opinion. But the way things are going, inshallah, bifadlillah, Israel will be wiped off the map, remember that. The world is turning against them, something we could not dream about. Imam Malik rahimahullah, he passes away in the month of Rabiul Awal in the year 179. He was born in the year in Medina Munawwara 94. And he passes away in Rabiul Awal, you must remember, 179. The Imam who loved Medina so much, who loved the Master alayhi salam so much, he never left Medina Munawwara except for the 10 days, 2 weeks plus minus, when he had to go and perform his Hajj. See, brothers. Go ask Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail, Ma hiya silsilatul zahab? What is the golden chain in Hadith? Imam Bukhari rahimahullah said, Malik an-Nafi an ibn Umar radiallahu anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Malik narrates a hadith from Nafi, when Nafi narrates a hadith from Abdullah ibn Umar, when Abdullah ibn Umar narrates a hadith from the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the golden chain, silsilatul dhahab. That is Malik. Wa ma adraka man Malik. Do you know who's Malik? He celebrated student as Imam Shafi'i. They asked Imam Shafi'i, what you say about Imam Malik? He said, wa najmun is a star. They say that, wa hujjatun bayni wa bayna Allah. I take him as one of the proof of Islam. Such a genius. Some of you, I'm sure, 100% I'm sure about it. Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Zakaria, Sheikh al-Hadith, when he came here to Stenger, in 1981, his last Ramadan, because 1982, first Shaban, Hazrat passed away. Day in Madinah Munawwara. Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarullah Al-Qadr was 100% Hanafi scholar. But his love for Imam Malik made it such. Imam Malik wrote a book, Mu'atta Imam Malik. Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya wrote, O Jazul Masalik. So I saw myself in Madinah. The Maliki scholars used to come and kiss Shaykh's hand and said, Shaykh, if we did not know you are an Indian and you follow the Hanafi scholars and Hanafi school, we were thinking that you are one of the greatest Maliki scholars. Such a commentary he wrote on the work of him. In there, Shaykh writes, Shaykhul Hadith writes of Imam Malik. Imam Malik rahimahullah states, O Ummat, understand what is our history. Malik rahimahullah states, Ma bittu laylatan fiha illa wa ra'aytu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not a night would pass, but every night I would see the Master alayhi salatu salam in my dream. You see, that is love. My love and your love is how? Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. So Friday we tip top, Ramadan we angels, and we can come, all hell breaks loose. You understand? On the radio one day, you know, I don't know, Allah just put these things in my head. So I said that, where's your son? It was his Father's Day or Mother's Day. It was Q&A starting or something. So I said, where's your son today? So your son is driving what he's cherry. And your son is driving the car cherry. And your son is having strawberry cherry. You see? So all these ulta sida things that we just turn a blind eye. Handa kare, to chala kare. Everybody is doing it, so what must we do now? You see? So brothers, sometime my wife, she asked me, why are you crying? I said, read this question, what does man did? What does mother did? Brothers, the ummah's halat you must know. So read of Imam Malik rahimahullah. Read of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. Habibuna, this is integral part of our faith. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Ummah, I don't ask you for any salary and wages, but you must love. This is compulsory upon you. My kith and my kin, my Muslim family, you must love them. The Ahlul Bayt, the Khandan, and the special family household of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Imam Malik rahimahullah is sitting in Madinah Munawwara. The Auladul Ansar, Auladul Muhajirin came. Then the children of the Muhajirin Ansar came. They said, Imam Malik, you are the genius here. And the hadith in Tirmidhi about Imam Malik. So remember, majority scholars say the hadith, A'lamul Nas or A'lamu Alim and whatever about Medina is him, Imam Malik, in hadith in Tirmidhi. So nevertheless, you must remember. So the Ansar asked him, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. So who is Ali Muhammad? Imam Malik is a genius. You see this Ansar, what they must say there. The Muhajirin asked, the migrant children, who's Ali Muhammad? See the answer Imam Malik gave. Surah 40, verse number 46. Surah 40, verse 46. Imam Malik, the genius. He said, when I read Quran Sharif, then Allah says, An-naru yuraduna alayya ghuduwa wa ashiya. The Pharaoh died. And remember, if you want, you go to the Pharaonic Museum there in Cairo. You will see his lash. You will see his body there, mummified and all. You will see there's a cut here on his nose. They say one fish just gave him a vaccine, you know. So they say, you said you God, you Allah, we give you one vaccine. You see, brother, Shaitan. So anyway, you must remember this. So he said, Allah says that they're getting punished now. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. And when the day of justice come, أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Then the Pharaoh and his Aal, his followers, whole lot will be dispatched to the worst punishment. If آلَ فِرْعَوْن means the followers of Pharaoh, then آلُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ means كُلُّ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. everyone who follows the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understand what knowledge these people have. What we waste our time, you see. Imam Bukhari used to sit in the lesson of Ali ibn al-Madini. He says, "Ana nahrun wa huwa bahrun." I am just a small little stream, and I have to look at my teacher Ali ibn al-Madini. He was the ocean, you know. And so, brothers, this knowledge is ajeeb. Let's carry on, Imam. Telling about Ahlul Bayt. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rendering some advice to Sahaba on the mimbar. Is Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells the Sahaba, "Inna ibni hadha sayyidun," that this grandson of mine, this nawasa of mine, is a sayyid, is a leader. La allallaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyataini azimataini min muslimin. Some places you find azimatain and some places bayna fiyataini min muslimin. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation in this ummah. Lo and behold, study quickly. So remember, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu passes away 13th year. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu martyred in the ending of 23rd year. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ending of 35th year. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, 17th Ramadan, the 40th year, remember, of Hijrah. Then Abdurrahman bin Muljim came and stabbed him when all left. His last words of Sayyidina Ali, Fatiha Khaybar, when he was having his sword there in the battle of Khaybar, open Muslim Sharif, he said, "Analladhi sammatni ummi al-Haydara." Oh, you Jutlas, my mother called me a Haydar. I am the lion of Islam. You think I'm frightened for you? They sent their best one. And what was the best one? His name was Mirhab. Sayyidina Ali finished him up in the first 2 minutes. Dispatched him straight to hell. Like what Yahya Sinwar. Yahya Sinwar is for our time. Then they said he ran away. He was fighting there with an empty stomach. You see, today I sent something out. What the woman saw about Yahya Sinwar and so forth. See, they get inspiration from this. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's last words, "Oh Ummah, the blood is oozing out and gushing out." He says, "Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'aba." I'm successful, O Allah. I take qasam on you because you are the possessor, owner of the Baytullah. Who becomes the Khalifa after that? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu for 6 months. But Sayyidina Hassan says the Ummah is now fragmented. One side, Aymiye in Iraq. The other side, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is there in Damascus. He resigns. Who resigned? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From there, from Iraq, he goes to Damascus. Hands over the mantle of Khilafat in Rabiul Awwal, 25th Rabiul Awwal, the year 41. He says, "You, Amir Muawiyah, you take over the reins." "You sure?" He said, 100% sure. That is what my Nana, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said will happen, and he prophesied it. "Inna ibni hadha sayyidun, la'allallaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyataini min al-muslimin." When Amir Muawiyah, you see, he must have Sadaqat Siddiq, the truthfulness of Siddiq Akbar, Adalat Umar, the justice of Umar radiallahu an, Sakhawat Usman, and you must have the generosity of Sayyidina Usman, and you must have Shaja'at Ali, and the bravery of him, Sayyidina Ali, and Siyasat Muawiyah. You must have the politics of Amir Muawiyah. Amir Muawiyah's base is in Damascus, Syria, but he did not take the oath of allegiance, the bay'ah there. He went to Aqsa al-Mubarak, said, "O Ummah, you take your oath of allegiance on me, yea, and Aqsa." See what a strategic move it was, so that the Ummah must never ever forget Aqsa. One Khalifa, one ruler, and remember he ruled the Ummah from 41 right up to 60. 22nd Rajab, the year 60, he passes away. But today people want to question Amir Muawiyah and so forth. Mustafa, you know Ghazza? When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala walked in and the Sahaba Tabi'in shouted, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar," Amir Muawiyah was there. His brother Yazid, not Yazid bin Abi Muawiyah, Yazid bin Abi Sufyan is his brother. So Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen, after all the dust had settled, he told him, "You Yazid, bin Muawiyah, Yazid bin Abi Sufyan, Yazid bin Abi Sufyan, Sahabi, you go, you are in charge of Gaza. Who appointed him? You are in charge of Gaza. Oh, Yazid bin Abi Sufyan, radiallahu anhuma. You are Muawiyah, you are in charge of what? Qaisariya. But where we learn all this, dear my brothers? We're not interested. If you look at the men, they're interested in their Hollywood. The women are interested in Bollywood. The children are interested in Robin Hood. And the life goes on, you see. So brothers, don't kill time and waste time. There's much more to Islam than this. Last incident, you must remember, of Rabiul Awwal, because there's no time now also. So you must remember that when you study Aqsa al-Mubarak, in Rabi'ul Awwal, such a big massacre took place. So we tell the Juplas, they listen to me, every lecture of mine they record. I'm very happy about it, you see that? Because whatever we speak, we know we're speaking with evidence. So they come in with the army, and you must remember, they start shooting and they kill the innocent people and so forth. See, yesterday, the flotilla went. Who is in that flotilla? There are 10 South Africans. You knew that? 10 South Africans are in that boat and ship. But you stay here by the boat and ship. What are you checking here? Huh? The bikinis. You see? So brothers, there's a lot of things in life. Why you don't ask, Ya Allah, why you don't accept me? I'm telling you, if the Jutla shouldn't ban me, I should be there now. For us, it's an honor to give our life for Islam. You must remember that. Qari Sahib read just now about the Durood Sharif and all Medina and all that, you see. Now our people, I'll end it off on this, you see. We used to go for Hajj, Allah will take us again. We used to go for Umrah, we used to go Medina. So they push me in front, make dua. So I make dua. Ya Allah, hamare hajj ko kabool farma dijiye. Ya Allah, accept our hajj. Everybody, ameen. Ya Allah, accept our umrah. Ameen. Ya Allah, accept our ziyarah to Medina Munawwara. They say, ameen. I say, Ya Allah, Medina ki maut naseeb farmaye. Everybody become Hanafi. So I ask the man, what happened? They say that this side, the riyaj, that side, the dollars are still shaking in our pocket bank. I say, Kala, who tell you? He say, Marwanu tu che pan amreni, shopping baki che. You see. We have to die, but we don't want to die now. We must finish all our shopping, then we will speak about dying. So where's the love for Medina? Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab used to make dua, go open Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma arzukni shahadatan fi sabilik. وَجْعَلْ مَوْتِي بِبَلَدِ رَسُولِكِ Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path and let me pass away in Medina to Rasul. He made that dua. Allah elevated him further. He should be very happy with martyrdom and be buried in Baqi. Allah says, no, Umar, you are too special. You get buried next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and be buried. You see, brothers, so always beg Allah. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. We thank everybody, all the trustees of this masjid. We thank all the imams of this masjid. We thank all of you, all the directors of the various radio stations. That's Sirius FM and Radio Al-Ansar International, our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his whole team and family. Allah reward you that thousands of people benefit. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll be there in Durban North, inshallah. There'll be another topic we will choose, inshallah. So today I just wanted to give you a glimpse of our history. So every day read something. Iman taza ho jayega. Your iman will increase. Iqra, iqra. First word to be revealed. First commandment to be revealed. Read, read, read. If we don't read, what good we are. We're just wasting our life. So I beg you youngsters, stop playing with the cell phone and hell phone and all the emails going to the females and wasting time. So you must remember these things here, that you do something to elevate and uplift the ummah, inshallah, we'll do, inshallah. Come brothers, we've got 4 or 5 minutes left, let's make dua, inshallah. And my team here, my brother Dawood Munli, My brother Bilal, then mashallah, they outside Muhammad Salim Asmal, he must be hiding behind some pillar there or something. And you must remember our brother Zamir, he brought me here. So Allah Ta'ala reward all of you, and Allah Ta'ala, and mashallah, you got new musallas. Now we want to see new musallis also, you see. So every one of you, you bring a new musalli here, you see. You see this Mawlana, where is he, Zakaria? Mawlana Abi Pardam, you come here. So you must remember. First time I met him was where, you know, in Santiago, in Chile. So he's reading there. I say, who's this? He said, from South Africa. I looked. He said, yes, Zakaria. I said, what Mawlana Abid? He said, my father. I said, oh, very good. I know your whole family, you see. Where and where Allah accepted him, you see. I met him there in Chile. And Chile is Chile, you know, sometimes it gets very cold also. So brothers, we got 5 minutes, 4 minutes, let's make dua, inshallah. Cry for Afghanistan, cry for Gaza, cry for Sudan, cry for Kashmir, when you stay in Umslanga. Then we're living in comfort zone. We become oblivious of the plight of the Ummah. You see? You stay where we stay, Lanesha, say teacher. You move to Houghton, you move to all that, So that's what happens to us when we move to the elite areas. You see, I'm also staying in Umslanga, one jungle there, you know. So alhamdulillah, but just a few nights and then we go, alhamdulillah. Very good, I got no problem. But don't forget the Ummah, my brothers. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين ومن والاهم اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وهنديين وألمانيين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين يا الله وبرذر حاجي هارون passed away يا الله on a مبارك day of Jumu'ah and Arafat يا الله وشهداء in غزة وشهداء in Sudan وشهداء in Afghanistan who is there for them beside you my beloved Allah لا ملجأ ولا منجا من إلا إليك يا الله have mercy on this ummah يا الله ہم گنہگار ہے خطاکار ہے سیاکار ہے یا الله مسلمان کے حال پر رحم فرما کرم فرما وادخلنا في رحمتك وانت ارحم الراحمين اللهم عز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم Oh Ummah, we're ending this dua daily when you make dua, whether in Arabic or whatever. In Arabic, the dua is Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima walhiqni bisalihin. Always beg Allah, make our ending on perfect iman and unite us with the pious and devout servants, ya Allah. Allahumma tawaffana muslimin walhiqna bishuhadai wa salihin ghayra khazaya wala nadama wala maftunin. Rabbi jalni muqima salati wa min zurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Rabbana fil لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين آمين. When you finish your dua, you also say Amin. When last you made dua with your wife? The wife and husband, who's the good husband, who's the good wife? So the good wife is, her wife will be cute when she's mute. The wife will be cute when she's mute. And the good husband is he, that when he says, honey, take the money. So you go now and give your wife money and then make dua together also. You'll do? Akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.